flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Ten, at the moment, owns college football, and there's no way you can say it doesn't. When you go back-to-back, that's generational. In Ohio State's case, they beat two SEC schools along the way. And there's an old saying that was emanated in 1828 when Andrew Jackson was elected president. A senator from New York said, "To the victor belongs the spoils." And that's exactly where the Big Ten is this morning. It's an uncomfortable feeling for the SEC, which has owned the sport. But it's a reality this morning.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if that's the outcome or the takeaway you have from the last couple of years of college football, because Michigan won and then Ohio State won, I guess. I mean, I think it's just the blue bloods own college football, as they always have. Like, just look at the last 10 national champions. I mean, they're from a lot of different conferences. Most of them are from the SEC, if you want to go a little further back than just the last 2 years. But it's all the same schools. I mean, it's Georgia. It's Alabama, it's Ohio State, it's Michigan, it's the blue bloods.
Yeah, you know me. I don't get caught up in all that conference loyalty and all that other
crap.
No,
I don't know why anyone would.
I'm all about Georgia. You know it is right now. But I think that, you know.
Like, why would I have any pride in being a school that's in the Big Ten because some other school won a national championship?
And again, I go back to stuff you tell me all the time because you're rational.
Yeah.
I don't know
now,
why.
I guess, like, we get a little money for it, right?
Yeah,
like, you disperse the money because the teams made it further in the playoff and all that kind of stuff. But, like, that's not going to mean
because I don't care.
Your program now is going to be on that level.
I wasn't excited for the SEC when Alabama won a damn title.
Yeah, of course
I was
not.
I was happy for Georgia when they won them, you know. And so, but I think that, you know, when you look at it from a standpoint, the back-to-back national championships are – the national champions are from the same conference. They're the two best teams, the most notarized team in that conference.
Yeah.
Right? Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever.
But you could convince me of that argument if in a couple years from now
– they go on a string like –
not even them. Like if Northwestern wins one.
Right.
You know? Then it's like, all right, yeah, okay, the Big Ten's on top.
Right.
The money has trickled down and everyone used the NIL right. Like, Ohio State winning a national championship doesn't mean – like, that means nothing has changed in college football. Ohio State's won a billion national championships in every era.
The best teams win, you know.
Yeah.
But when you look at, but like I said, they are the two
and the
best
same teams
in that conference.
Win.
Yes.
The same teams win.
They're the two best teams in that conference. You look at the SEC, who's won the most recent? LSU, Georgia, Auburn, and Alabama.
Yeah. The same teams that have always won
it. You can throw Tennessee and Florida in there also. So there's six schools in the last 30 years from one conference and two from the other in a conference. But that doesn't mean one is dominant over the other. The Big Ten, they want to use this as – then that's their right to do that. They have won the back-to-back national championship. Their conference has whatever. But you go up over the last 30 years, and the other conference that they're always competing with that everybody celebrates that isn't on top anymore, I'm using air quotes, has won – seven teams have won it in the last 30 years.
Right.
So
exactly. And if you just go to the last 10, six of the 10 championships – again, I'm not here to argue for the SEC being the dominant conference either. I think any of the conference allegiance arguments outside of the team that won the thing is kind of silly. And again, zoom out further. It has really nothing to do with any of that. It's just, it doesn't matter what changes in college football as far as what you're doing in the era, NIL, transfer portal, I don't know, BCS, 4-team playoff, 12-team playoff, go further back than that. It's the same 10 schools that win the championships.
It's crazy, huh?
It is. You can change whatever you want. It's the same 10 schools that are going to be competing for them now. Maybe the 12-team playoff allows for an Arizona State every couple of years or an Indiana every couple of years, which is great. Like, more programs feeling like they have a chance and feeling like they're invited to the party, I think is better for everybody. But are you really invited to the party?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, no. When you really get to the party, it's Texas, it's Ohio State, it's Notre Dame, it's Penn State, it's Georgia. You know what I mean? It's all the same ones.
Yeah,
it's
man.
The same ones.
Well, congratulations if you feel if you're from
hell yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You're Big Ten champs.
If you're from
baby.
Indiana, if you're from Penn State, if you're from Northwestern. Hey,
yeah,
so be it.
Big Ten's on
because
top.
The thing about it is, people from other schools in the SEC have said the same
thing. It is funny because I've been to a few Washington thing. Playing SEC schools, and like an SEC chant would break out. I was like, all right, like, you're not Alabama.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.